The Great Gatsby is a book that we will always be fascinated by, not just because of the brilliance of the writing and probably because it's the great American novel. And he cheated because he put great in there, so, you know, he has a head start. But the period, the 20s, is just such an extraordinary time of social experimentation and, as we see in the new Baz Luhrmann movie, fashion. It really coalesced an enormous change in American psychology as far as fashion is concerned. And I've got a very entertaining book by a costume historian from Texas, from TCU, called Fashion in the Time of the Great Gatsby. Leilani Lehman has brought together period illustrations and quotations from the book to show what an extraordinary cauldron of change the 1920s was, especially for women, because women went from really stiff, corseted, constricting styles to styles that were free and loose. And women were encouraged to be free and loose, just as men were. The whole silhouette for women changed, and we know it. It's, you know, straight down from the shoulders to the hips. And you might think this is not such a big deal, but it made it easier for women to just move through the world. It made it easier for them to dance. It made it easier for them to get in and out of cars, in and out of chairs. But in an intriguing way, it also made it easier for them to be fashionable, because you could now make clothes like these from patterns at home. And it was a lot simpler for the ordinary woman to look stylish than it was 10 or 15 years before. So there was a great change for women. Men's fashion also changed. And in things that we take for granted, having shirts with collars on them, as opposed to removable collars, you know, that were very stiff. So the book charts this extraordinary change in how we looked at each other and how we looked in the mirror.
Certainly for women, as you said, that corseted look went out. It came back a little bit again after the 20s. If you think about kind of the World War II era dresses, those were a lot more tailored and tight and really kind of more dependent on you having a great figure. Does the author see with the flapper clothes, you know, with the 20s clothes, as being something that was kind of inevitably going to end and that it was going to go back to women kind of being straightened up again?
I think so. And, you know, we see fashion change, you know, look at the 60s, look at how freeing that was for people. It is a question of style and style changing. But I think this period, and she makes a really good case for it by bringing together so many beautiful illustrations from the period, this age is an age that will hold us in a way that other periods will not, because it's just so magnetic. And, you know, Baz Luhrmann just did The Great Gatsby. Someone will probably do it again, make a movie version of it again in another 20 or 30 years, because we can't let go. And a large part of it is the look.
So we got a little bit into the comfort thing from, you know, and the kind of symbolic looser, freer atmosphere, whatever, in the 20s. But at the end of the day, why do people like to look at this style? Why is it successful, at least according to this author? Why do we find it intriguing and beautiful?
Part of it, and you will see that when you look at the illustrations, part of it is that these clothes are very interesting when people move in them. And especially flapper dresses were designed to be interesting when you moved. You know, they had sequins, they were jeweled, they had flowing fabrics. These clothes made people look elegant. They created an atmosphere of chic and freedom. And I think in that sense, it's a very American period, because freedom is something that we always look to and think about. And clothes that make us feel freer are something that will always be fashionable.